Hazur, in Libyan government has ordered all the Friday sermons to be read as prescribed and written by the government authorities. Yes. Hazur, what are your views on this? To what extent is this Islamic?
Well, the fact is that as far as the word Islamic is concerned, it doesn't apply here at all. But it has been a practice in the past. After the caliphate got turned into sovereignty, then it was a custom because of political upheavals and some possibilities of disorder and this and that, that one central sermon was sent out to be read in the sermons in mosques all over the country. Why this measure was taken was mainly necessitated because of, as I have said, political upheavals and disorders which were being attempted to be created by various Muslim, newborn Muslim sects and sometimes by other political movements. So to obviate the possibility of disorder, because the mosques were the main forum for the spread of ideas and views, so this restriction must have been taken because of that. But still, I don't defend their action. The fact is that, strictly speaking, from the Quranic point of view, from the Islamic traditions of the time of Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Khilafat-e-Rashida, there was no such practice. So, although in modern times, there was a practice of various imams in Ahmadi mosques to read the khutbah of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani and Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis, so that people are aware of what is expected of them by their imam and so on and so forth. And there is a direct communication between the imam and the people. That was the spirit. But still, it was never considered a must. No order was ever issued that this should be the normal practice. To my knowledge, no order was ever issued by the Khalifatul Masih. If some Nazir Islah Shah might have done it or suggested it, I'm not aware. But if somebody, but not only if somebody, I should say, in most cases even then, the sermons, various different sermons were delivered by the imams as they thought fit. And even in those places where the sermon of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih was being read out, the imam would first deliver his own sermon. Or after reading out this sermon, would deliver his own sermon. That was considered to be the main sermon. And this was to keep people in touch with the views of the Khalifa and to be given an opportunity to directly hear from him. So I remember having attended such Jummah prayers in Lahore and in Karachi, where these sermons were read out, but with this condition, as I have said, a short sermon was always given by the imam to tell people that this is the requirement of the time, you should do this and you should do that. And now, he would say, I would read a sermon of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih so that you know what he expects of you. That sort of thing. So this is not forbidden in this way. You can't declare it to be haram or something as bidah, something which is which should be rejected entirely. But to make it a must is wrong. To make it obligatory on every mosque, that seems to be, you know, monopolizing religion. And there is no authority for anybody in the Holy Quran or in the tradition to monopolize Islam or Islamic mosques. That tendency, once it gets tolerated, may lead to other problems. You know, a completely new version of Islam can be created by one government, through these measures and enforced upon the people, like it is happening now in Libya and in some other places. In some countries, Islam is being presented as the champion of capitalism. And anything contrary to this view is considered anti-Islamic. So this is the concept of Islam in Saudi Arabia and in Pakistan and in some other countries. On the contrary, in Libya and Syria, Islam is presented as the champion of scientific socialism and communistic ideas. And anything contrary to this would be un-Islamic. So that is what it would come to ultimately. If the governments are permitted to play havoc with Islamic views and to enforce their own views in the name of Islam upon their people, then nothing of truth would be left. And this is what is happening, unfortunately.